Everybody, pick up a menu that's in your restaurant. I know if you're driving, you haven't got the menu close by. And if you ever pick one up, you're scanning through all the indulgent offerings. Your hunger is piqued when you see this. It says sizzling sirloin grilled by the grill master. Sounds pretty good, right? Well, but then you feel guilty. You don't want to have that. You cast an eye on the healthy choices side of the menu, and there you spot what seems to be a comparable choice, simply titled 8-ounce sirloin steak. So boring. Doesn't sound nearly as mouthwatering as the sizzling steak grilled to perfection by the grill master, which makes you wonder, why do we give the so-called healthy choices short shrift when we label them on the menus? Might a more indulgent name encourage more healthy eating? That is the exact question my next guest set out to study, and the results are out this week in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine. Aaliyah Crum is an assistant professor of psychology at Stanford University in California. Welcome to Science Friday.
Great to be here.
Now, I mentioned steak and on our menu, but you set out to study veggies. Is that right?
That's correct. Well, we first looked at menus in the top dining chains across the U.S., and we looked at how all the foods were described and compared the healthy to the unhealthy menu. And we found, as you said, that there was this distasteful inequity in how healthy foods were described. So if it was on the healthy menu, it was far less likely to be described with exciting words, you know, words like danger, crazy, spellbinding, and also words like...
They just use plain steamed vegetables. Who wants that, right?
You can jazz that name up. Low fat, low cal.
Yeah. And so what did your research find?
Yeah, so after we did that, we thought, well, you know, we looked down this list and we thought, you know, these aren't words that are describing the steak, you know, or the actual food that's being served. They're, you know, words like succulent and spellbinding. Why can't we just put these words on healthy items? So we decided to do the hardest test of all, and that was to see if we could label vegetables using these indulgent and exciting ways.
What kinds of names did you use to describe them?
For example, with carrots, we said, you know, twisted citrus glazed carrots. You know, we used spellbinding. In other words like that, we had rich, buttery, roasted sweet corn, sweet sizzling green beans, and crispy shallots.
And so did that actually affect the choices they made?
It did. So we did this over the course of 46 days in a large dining hall where, you know, about 600 patrons go to eat each day. And we found that compared to a healthy depriving label like, you know, reduced sodium corn or carrots with sugar-free citrus dressing, when we labeled the vegetables indulgent, people chose them 41% more regularly.
And it did affect their bodies differently?
You know, we didn't test that in this study. In this study, we're just looking at whether or not they would choose the vegetable. Yeah. But in other studies, we have looked at that. So in one study, we gave people a milkshake, but with two very different labels. One that said it was this indulgent. In this case, we did vary the perceived calorie content. We said it was indulgent and high calorie. Or we gave them the exact same milkshake and told them it was a low-calorie, sensible shake. And what we found in that study was people's bodies, as measured by ghrelin, which is a hunger-regulating hormone, differed depending on what they thought were consuming. So when they thought they were consuming this indulgent shake, their bodies physiologically responded as if they had had more food.
Wow, so that really is mind over matter here.
It is. I mean, I think, you know, when it comes to healthy eating, we have this very mindless belief that it's just about calories in, calories out. And what we're finding, along with a lot of other researchers in this area, Dana Small, who's done some work on the neuroscience of this, is that it's really not so simple. And in fact, how our bodies and the whole experience of healthy eating is very much influenced by our mindsets, by the context, by the way we're viewing healthy foods.
This is Science Friday from PRI, Public Radio International. In case you're just joining us, I'm talking with Aaliyah Crum, assistant professor of psychology at Stanford, talking about how our our mind influences not only our choices that we make, but how our body reacts to those choices. So do you think that if we relabeled the food, then we could get our minds to be better reactive and then affect our bodies differently?
Yeah, so that's the goal. You know, for a while we've been trying to motivate people to eat healthy. And our very well-intentioned approach is to, you know, tout the healthy benefits of the foods we're eating, how it's low fat or low calorie or, you know, high in nutrients. And we think that this is going to work, but we have this very pernicious mindset that healthy foods aren't going to be tasty or exciting or indulgent. And so what we're doing by doing that, you know, and also, for example, putting a healthy menu on, you know, as an option, is actually reinforcing that mindset.
Yeah.
And so what we are trying to do in this study, you know, is not only just sort of trick people to choose the healthy food, because it's really not a trick. It's to actually change the mindset through which people are viewing healthy eating.
Now, I understand that your own mother actually had a flair for marketing healthy foods to you as a child.
She did. So when I did that milkshake study with looking at ghrelin, the hunger hormone, it was really eye-opening to me, because I thought going into it, you know, the healthy mindset would be the best one to have, right? And what we found was the exact opposite. You know, the best mindset to have in terms of, you know, feeling satiated after you eat is a mindset of indulgence. And that reminded me about how my mother used to serve me vegetables. So when I would come home after a sports practice or school, she would put V8 in a wine glass with a lemon. And I just thought that was the most exciting thing. Or she would create cottage cheese faces with, you know, cucumbers for eyelashes and a carrot nose. And I didn't realize until later on that that was not usually the norm. The norm is usually, hey, you have to eat your vegetables if you want to have the succulent dessert.
You can't leave the table. So have the healthy food people caught on to this? And maybe now they will market better, you know, labeling on their food.
I think some have, but I think we have a really long way to go. To be honest, we were surprised by just how, you know, depriving the healthy side, the healthy menu was labeled in these restaurants. You see it at high-end restaurants where they're describing, you know, a tomato salad as just the most outrageously rich thing. But in mainstream America, I think we have a long way to go to change the language we're using to describe healthy foods.
Mm-hmm. And even in the groceries, you know, in the supermarket or wherever you buy your veggies, it might be better. Maybe if they had the signage a little better. Yeah.
Without a doubt. And, you know, unhealthy foods have this down, right? You know, they're always portraying a sense of variety and excitement. You look at the cereal aisle, and it looks like there's hundreds of different choices. But if you actually look at the ingredients, it's basically all the same thing. Whereas if you look in the vegetable aisle, I mean, what's in there is incredible. The amount of nutrients and where this comes from, it's how it's grown and the different tastes and the colors. We could do a much, much better job marketing and describing those things.
Well, get your mother involved in it.
Yeah. I'll see if she's available.
Thank you, Dr. Crum, for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Malia Crum is assistant professor of psychology at Stanford University in California.